Last time we spoke about Kavosh Kinevushal, I just want to clarify 2 points before we move on to Klisheni. First of all, we mentioned that Rashi in many places in Shas uses the word Chometz. He mentions Chometz whenever talking about Kavosh. And the Beis Yosef quotes from the Mordechai and Beitza that's what Rashi always says. So we suggested maybe the reason why Rashi picks on Chometz is not because he claims that Kavosh Kinevushal only applies to Dvarim Charifim. Maybe Rashi agrees that Kavosh Kinevushal could apply to other liquids as well. It's just he's saying, within the statement of Shmuel, Maliach Hareo Kerosea Kavosh Hareo Kinevushal, regarding the special din of Kavosh to Chometz that have a shorter kind of a shear, the shorter shear, which is based on the Melach Shabo, based on the Charifa Shabo, that only applies to something which is a Dever Charifa. Maybe Rashi would actually agree that there could be a Kavosh Kinevushal by Shar Mashkim, and the shear would be Yom Shalim for that. So Josh Farkas this morning pointed out to me that Rashi and Beitz on after Zion and Beis is not talking about Shmuel. He's not making any reference to the statement of Shmuel there. The Gemara doesn't talk about Shmuel. And yet he says Kavosh is Bechometz and Tavlin. So it sounds like Rashi is really holding like that Rashba, that Kavosh is only Bechometz. I don't know exactly what he's going to do with the Gemara and Psochim, that he Torle Kula Yom Mashari, which certainly seems to imply that you can have a din of Kavosh Bechalov. But that's what Rashi says, so I'm not sure that what we said last time was correct. Rashi is not limiting his statement that Kavosh Bechometz is only talking about Shmuel, only the special kind of Kavosh that has a shorter shear associated with it. Rashi seems to be saying all kinds of Kavosh are only Bechometz, only in Dvarim Charifim. So I'm not sure Rashi is Shver. And the second point is the last idea we mentioned, we quoted from the Bari HaShulchan, that once something is Kavosh Yom Shalem, once it's sitting in the liquid, it's soaking in the liquid for 24 hours, so then it's completely open, the pores are completely open, and then if you drop something in, immediately it's going to answer that item. So some of you asked on the case that I was alluding to, that if you put a fork into a jar of pickles, and there's chometz, there's tzir there, so if the pickles have been soaking for more than 24 hours, so as long as you put the fork in, so l'chora, whatever bli is in the fork, that should go immediately into the pickle. So that's not exactly true, as you pointed out, because the fork is not kavosh. The fork has not been sitting in this liquid for 24 hours. If you look at the Bari HaShulchan, he's really only talking about the following case. Let's say you drop some kind of liquid. You drop chalav, if you drop milk or some other liquid iser into this mixture after 24 hours, so then the liquid is going to be nivla immediately into the solid. The solid has been kosher for 24 hours. Now the pores, the chorim, and the stuckim in this item have been open for 24 hours. So then we can understand that if you drop liquid in, it's going to aser immediately. But if you put something solid, the solid has to become kosher also. Until the amount of time needed for this solid to become kosher has elapsed, this solid is not going to put forth any belia. So, obviously, it's not going to answer anything that's sitting in the liquid. Okay. The second mechanism that the Shulchan Aruch discusses, a Siman Kuf Hei, that could transfer heat is a Kli Sheni. Now, this is not really where it should start. We should really talk about a Kli Rishon first, but there's nothing really to talk about. A Kli Rishon that's Yatzo Lettuce Bow, Minat Torah, is clearly going to cause a Bli and a Plata. There's really no question. The Shulchan Aruch really discusses Kli Sheni only because it's the exception to the rule. You might think that Kli Sheni is different. That's the Chiddush. That's why the Shulchan Aruch mentions it. But clearly a Kli Rishon is the obvious case where you're going to have a Bli and a Plata between two different items. So what's the status of a Kli Sheni? So this relates a little bit to Hilcha Shabbos, of course. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Mem Amud Beis says that Kli Sheni eino mevashel. There's no bishul that occurs in a Kli Sheni. So at first glance you'd say the same should hold true in terms of Bli and Plata. There's nothing. Kli Sheni is Eino Mevashel. It's not Mavli or Maflit. It's nothing. Maybe only a Kli Rishon can have Blios and Platos, just like Kli Rishon is Mevashel. So the Gemara in Shabbos is not the only place that this principle is mentioned, that Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. The Gemara in Chulin says it too. The Gemara in Chulin on Kuv Dalet Amud Bey is talking about the Gzeiros, the Rabbonim, the Chazal have of Basar B'cholav. You're not allowed to be Mala Gvina La Shulchan Ima Basar. You can't put cheese together with Basar on the same table. So what's the gzera? So the Gemara is trying to figure out, and Kuf Dalet Amud Beis is trying to figure out, what is the gzera atu daraisa? So the Gemara concludes that Shema Yala Be'ilfis Rishon, we're afraid of gzera that you might put it into a Kli Rishon. If you put the gvina ala shulchan, you might put it into a Kli Rishon with basar, and you'll cook the basar and the chalav together. That's the only case that you'll have a gzeira otu daraisa. But if you put it only into a klisheni, which is the previous step of the Gemara, put it only into a klisheni, it doesn't make any sense. Chazal would be gozer halah of gevina with basar on the shulchan, otu putting it into a klisheni, because that's not going to be a bishul daraisa. That's a gzeira l'gzeira. Right? If you put it into a klisheni minator, it's not going to be mevashel. So therefore, Chazal wouldn't be gozer a gzeira l'gzeira. To be gozer halah to this kind of situation. So you see once again that the Gemara assumes that klisheni ain't a mevashel, only klirishon is what's mevashel. So let's try to understand the status of a klisheni, and then we'll apply this principle. Let's first talk about klisheni vis-a-vis bishul, and then we'll apply the principle, try to expand the discussion to klisheni vis-a-vis blios and platos. So it all starts with the Mishnah in Shabbos. Mishnah in Shabbos in Avnan Bey says, ha'ilfis you take an ilfis, you take a pan or a pot, you remove it from some source when it's still hot, you're not allowed to put tavlin inside of it. So the question is, where is it exactly being removed from? So Rashi there interprets havira min ha'ur, that you took it off the fire. So this Mishnah is saying that a kli rishon, even if it's shalo agabe ha'esh, it's still called a kli rishon. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah in Shabbos on Membeis. The Ran, by contrast, quotes from the Yerushalmi. The Ran right there on the Chof in the Rif quotes from the Yerushalmi that says, "Ezeu cholot borer kol shehoor mahalech tachtav." Yerushalmi says, "What is called cholot borer, which probably means what is called bishul daraisa? The ur is mahalech tachtav. If there's eish on the bottom, and the Ran is medayik, that it seems as though what the Yerushalmi is telling us is that klirishon al gabi ha'eish is mevashel min haTorah. But if it's shelo al gabi ha'eish, it's not cholot borer. That's not called bishul." So is there a contrast, is there a theory between the Yerushalmi and the Mishnah? What's more, the Ran goes further. There's another Yerushalmi that says, what's the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni? Ma ben Kli Rishon, ma ben Kli Sheni. Yerushalmi quotes two different opinions. Rabbi Yossi holds, kan hayad sholetes v'kan ein hayad sholetes. Rabbi Yonah says, kan v'kan ein hayad sholetes, ela osu herchak l'Kli Rishon v'lo osu herchak l'Kli Sheni. Rabbi Yossi says that the difference is whether Yad Sholetis or Ein Yad Sholetis. The Lashon is not Yad Sholetis, it sounds Yad Sholetis. Yad Sholetis seems to be the exact opposite of Yad Sholetis. Yad Sholetis would mean that it's not Sholetis, and that's why the Yad can be Sholet on that Kli. Meaning the Yad can go in, the hand can go in, it's not going to recoil from that Kli. Rabbi Yossi says that the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is one is Yad Sholetis, one is Ein Yad Sholetis. Rabbi Yonah says, no, Kan V'Kan Ein Yad Sholetis, which sounds like Kan V'Kan, both Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni are Yad Soledes, meaning the Yad can't be Sholet, it's too hot for the Yad to be there, for the person's hand to go there. They made a Herchak L'Kli Rishon, but they didn't make a Herchak for a Kli Sheni. They made a Harchoka, the Chachamim made a Harchoka, it sounds like it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Chazal made a Harchoka that you shouldn't be Mevashel B'Kli Rishon, but B'Kli Sheni, they didn't make a Harchoka, they didn't make a Gzer D'Rabbanan. His Mamash Pilei Ployim, the first Yerushalmi seems to assume that the only type of cholibar, the only kind of bishul daraisa that you can have is in a Kli Rishon, that's agabe ha'esh. And the second Yerushalmi seems to say that the holding of Kli Rishon is only a harchaka midrabbanan. So what's going on with this Yerushalmi? What Kli Rishon is mevashel min haTorah? What is midrabbanan? What exactly is going on? So there are several shitas that the post can have regarding this issue. How do we define Kli Rishon? How do we define Kli Sheni? I'll just mention four of them. Okay, there are even more, but there are four very famous shitas. The Pri Chodosh in Hilchas Dam, of all places, in Simen Samaches of Kot Yudches, the Pri Chodosh says that if the Kli Rishon is al gabi ha'esh, then it's mevashel min haTorah. The Kli Rishon that's al gabi ha'esh is mevashel min haTorah, but a Kli Rishon shelo al gabi ha'esh is only mevashel midrabbanan, and that's what the Yerushalmi is going on. The Yerushalmi that says the Kli Rishon is a Harchaka, that's talking about a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabi Ha'esh, that's Mevashel Midrabanan, because of a Harchaka. Min haTorah Bishul only applies to a Kli Rishon that's on the fire, but if it's not on the fire, that's only a Chol Midrabanan. The Machlokas Amoroim, when the Amoroim and the Yerushalmi are talking about Yad Sholetes, Seina Yad Sholetes, it would appear Rabbi Yossi is saying that the whole chilek between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is whether it's Yad Sholetes, though. Or not. If it's Yad Soledes, well, then it really doesn't matter whether it's a Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, it's going to be Asa, there will be a Din of Bishul. Rabbi Yonah, the Maskona, the second sheet of the Yerushalmi, says, no, both Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, it's Yad Soledes, it's Eina Yad Soledes, which means it's Yad Soledes, The chilek is that if it's shalom agavi o'eish, so by klirishon Chazal made a harchaka, they made a gzera, but klisheni, they didn't make a gzera. By klirishon, even if it's shalom agavi o'eish, Chazal made a gzera d'rabbanan, but by klisheni, they didn't make a gzera d'rabbanan. So according to this pri chadash, what emerges is that bishul d'araisa applies to a klirishon that's on the fire, to a klirishon that's not on the fire, it's still osed, it still is a bishul, but the bishul is only going to be mid'rabbanan. And klisheni is going to be mutter entirely. This is one shita. The Shach quotes from the Marshal, the Shach in your day in Simon Kufay, of Cotton Hay, quotes from the Marshal, who interprets a little bit differently. The Marshal in the Yamsha Shlomo says that the Yerushalmi holds that Kli Rishon, even if it's Hagabi Ha'esh, Chazal made a Harchoka. Even if it's Ein Yad Soledes Bo, there still is a Bishul in that case. The Harchoka mid Rabbanan that the Yerushalmi has in mind is not talking about Kli Rishon Shalom Hagabi Ha'esh. No, it's talking about Hagabi Ha'esh, but it's Ein Yad Soledes Bo. That's the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi. The Marshal would say that if it's Yad Soledes Bo, then it's Mevashel Min HaTorah, whether the Kli Rishon is on the fire or not on the fire. It's a Kli Rishon as a Kli Rishon. There could be Bishul D'Araisa, whether it's on the fire or not. The Harchaka Midrabanan that the Yerushalmi is talking about, that's a Kli Rishon Al Gabi Ha'esh, but the Harchaka, the Gzeir is made because it's Ein Yad Soledes Bo. That's the Chiddush. Now this is a little bit difficult. What's the Marshal going to do with the Girsa that the Yerushalmi has? What? Kan v'kan, the Maskan, the second day of the Yerushalmi. Kan v'kan, ein ayat sholed this bow. But Chazal made a harchaka by Kli Rishon, they didn't make a harchaka by Kli Sheni. Just a second. If kan v'kan, ein ayat sholed this bow, that sounds like kan v'kan, hayat sholed this bow. But Chazal made a harchaka by Kli Rishon. So if the Marshal says the whole harchaka made the Rabbanan is what? By Kli Rishon, that's agavi o'esh, but it's not yad sholed this bow. So what's the Yerushalmi saying? Right? If both Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni are talking about ein ayat sholed this, which means both are talking about yad sholed this, so it sounds like the Harchaka Midrabanan by Kli Rishon is talking about Yad Soledes. So if you learn like the Pri Chadash at the case of Kli Rishon Shalo Agabi Ha'esh, then it's Givaldik. It's Kli Rishon Shalo Agabi Ha'esh, which is Yad Soledes Bo. So Chazal made a Harchaka in that case. But if you learn like the Marshal that the Harchaka Midrabanan is talking about Kli Rishon Agabi Ha'esh, and the whole Harchaka is that even if it's Ein Yad Soledes, well, Chazal were afraid. They were afraid of something. They made a Gzera. They were afraid that if you cook in a Kli Rishon, if you put something in a Kli Rishon al Gabi Ha'esh that's not Yad Soledes, but you might come to put something in a Kli Rishon al Gabi Ha'esh that is Yad Soledes Bo. So if that's what we're talking about, what's the Lashon HaKamakan Ein Yad Soledes Bo? So that's what the Shach himself points out. He says, L'chora, according to the Marshal, you got to change the Girsa in the Yerushalmi. The Girsa must be not Ein Yad Soledes Bo, but Ein Yad Soledes Bo. Which makes more sense according to us. We never talk about the Yad Soledes Bo. We always talk about Yad Soledes Bo. So according to the Marshal, the Girsa in the Yerushalmi has to be Yad Soledes. Anytime the Yerushalmi uses the Lashon Soledes, it means Soledes, or it should say Soledes. So that's the second day in the Yerushalmi. It's saying that both Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni are Ein Yad Soledes, or both cases, that Ein Yad Soledes Bo. And Chazal made a Harchaka Midrabanan by Kli Rishon, even if it's Agabi Ha'esh, if what? If Eina Yad Soledes Bo. Yad Soledes Bo, that will be Bishul D'Araisa, whether it's Agabi O'esh or not. But if it's Agabi O'esh, but it's Eina Yad Soledes Bo, so then, Midrabbonin, that's also Chazal Medig Zerah Midrabbonin on the Kli Rishon that's on the fire, even if it's Eina Yad Soledes Bo. That's the Marshal's approach. The Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Shabbos, is a third approach. The Magen Avraham, Simen Shin Yud Ches, of Katan Chof Ches. The Magen Avraham goes even further than Marshal, Gorachimsh. He says he thinks what the Yerushalmi has in mind is that Chazal goes around a Kli Rishon, even if it's Shalo Agabi O'esh, even if it's not Yad Soledes Bo. That even that's going to be Mevashel. Wow, that's incredible Chiddush. A Kli Rishon is going to be Mevashel Midrabanan, even if it's not on the fire, and even if it's not Yad Soledes Bo. The Magen Avraham himself says that I don't agree with the Yerushalmi, but that's what the Yerushalmi means. The Magen Avraham himself says that he thinks if it's not Yad Soledes, well, it's not going to be Mevashel. But the Yerushalmi, he thinks, is saying that even if the Kli Rishon is not on the fire, and even if it's not Yad Soledes, well, nevertheless, Chazal made a Gzera. Tremendous Chiddush. And the Gra has one final sheet. The Gra there in Hilchos Shabbos and Simen Shin Yud Ches on the Magen Avraham, he says he thinks what the Yerushalmi has in mind is, let's say a person puts something into a Kli Rishon on the fire. Say he puts something into a Kli Rishon that's Yad Soledes Bo on the fire, but he only has in mind that the item should thaw out, that it should warm up. He only wants to be mafshir the item. Says the Gro, you would think that maybe that's mutter, because it's not going to reach Yad Soledes Bo. He's going to take it out before Bishul D'Araisa arrives, right? Before the Shir Bishul D'Araisa arrives. So kamash malon, Chazal made a gzeira that even if you only want to be mafshir, even if you only want to throw out the item, you shouldn't do that midrabanan, because we're afraid you'll leave it there longer, you'll leave it till the item becomes yatzo letisbo, then you'll violate bishul daraisa. So the Gra seems to assume that bishul min haTorah can be violated in a kli rishon, whether it's on the fire, whether it's not on the fire. The whole discussion is, did Chazal make a gzeira? They were afraid of hefsher, that if you want to be mafshir the item, we should be gozer, that you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't throw out the item, because we're afraid that maybe you might come to leave it there longer. You'll leave it till it becomes yatzo letisbo, and then you'll violate bishul daraisa. So what comes out of the Marshal and the Magen Avraham is that we could actually ask the bishul in a kli rishon even if it's not yatzo letisbo. Now it's only going to be a chumer derabanan, but bishul could be asa according to both the Marshal and the Magen Avraham. According to the Gra and the Shach, right, according to the Pri Chodesh and the Shach and the Gra, the Chora, if it's not Yatzo Letisbo, there's really nothing to talk about in terms of Bishul. How about in terms of Bulia? Should we say that even if Bishul won't occur, if it's not Yatzo Letisbo, according to Rav Poskin, but there might be a Bulia? So the Shach is not so sure. The Shach, there in Simen Kuf Hei, in Sukkot and Hei, he says maybe we should be Machmir vis-a-vis Bulia. Ta'asikadei Klipa. That even if it's not Yatzo Letisbo, maybe we should still Asikadei Klipa. Because he says there's a Rashba, the Torah quotes from the Rashba, that maybe even without Yatzo Letisbo, even if the Chom is not Yatzo Letisbo, there still could be some kind of a Bliya Kadei Klipa. So to be Macher for that Rashba, the Shach says maybe we should assume, at least vis-a-vis Bliya, that even if it's not Yatzo Letisbo, maybe there could be a Bliya Kadei Klipa. The Taz, though, disagrees. Rabbi Kiva Ega quotes from the Taz in Simen Sari Dalet, who says, no, if it's not Yatzo Letisbo, that's it. There's no Chashash at all. It doesn't answer even Kadei Klipa. And the Bari HaShulchan in Sukkot and Chavtes, he says that he thinks you can be Mekel for the Taz. So it seems as though there's what to be Mekel for. If it's not Yatzo Letisbo, then we shouldn't have to be Machmer. For Bishul on Shabbos, maybe we'll be Machmer. But for Belia, it seems as though the Poskim assume, even though the Shach is Machmer a little bit, but most Poskim assume that maybe you could be Mekel to assume that if it's not Yatzo Letisbo, there's going to be no problem. The Gemara in Shabbos says that klisheni eino mevashel, nafkamina vis-a-vis Shabbos, nafkamina in terms of basa b'cholav as well, as we pointed out from the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Dalet on the base. What's the reason that there's no bishul by a klisheni? So Tosus there in Shabbos on Daf Mem on the base has this famous principle. He says the difference between a klirishon and a klisheni is that in a klirishon the defanos are mechamemos, the defanos are warming up the item inside, as opposed to in a klisheni the defanos are not mechamemos. The defanos, the walls of the kli, are not warming up the item. They're makara the item. The defanos makaros, they're not mechamemos. What does this mean? If it's yatzo letisbo, what does it matter what the dofen is? If the liquid is yatzo letisbo, why should it matter whether it's in a kli rishon or in a kli sheni? The fact that it's yatzo letisbo, that should be mevashel by itself. So there's a machlokas in the poskim exactly what this tosis meant. What's the chiluk between a kli rishon and a kli sheni? Someone has suggested that maybe it's a din in terms of metzius. Maybe factually, if the defanos are not mechamos, even if it's yatzo letisbo, it's not going to be mevashel an item inside it, because it's progressively getting colder. Since the defanos, the walls of the kli, are not mechamim the item inside, it's progressively getting colder, so it's not going to be able to be mevashel the item. The other way to look at it is that it's not a din of metzius, it's a din of whether it's darko bekach to be mevashel in such a circumstance. Namely, really, if it's yatzo letisbo, it should be mevashel. But the problem is that in a klisheni, if the defanos are not mechamemos, it's not normal to put something into a klisheni to be mevashel. So maybe that's the idea. When we say the klisheni eino mevashel, that means that since it's not normal, it's ein darko bekasso, therefore it's not called bishul. And maybe the reason why it's mutter and gansin, right, even though normally a shinoi should be an issur derabanan, but maybe it's like a shinoi gomor. Chazal treated this as a shinoi gomor, so they said it's heter gomor. Now this would work out very nicely according to the pshat that the Pri Chodesh has in the Yerushalmi. The Pri Chodesh wants to say that klisheni shelo agabi o'esh is only mevashel midrabanan. So then it's very good. If even a kli rishon, I'm not sure what I said, a kli rishon is mevashel midrabanan if it's shelo agabi ho'esh. So if even a kli rishon is only mevashel midrabanan if it's not on the fire, so then Chazal said a klisheni is a double shin, it's a shinu gamar. So that's why it's mutter and gansan, because ain't there a bishul b'kach. If ain't there a bishul b'kach, it's mutter legamri. So what's the answer? Is it an issue of metzias, or is it because it's ain't there a bishul b'kach, but because kli rishon shelo agabi esh would only be midrabanan to begin with, so therefore this is a shinigam, and therefore it's mutter and gansan? So the Chazon Ish seems to say that it's a din in Metzius. He says this on the Gemara and Shabbos. Because the Gemara and Daf Mebeis and Shabbos talks about melach. There are some items that actually can cook in a Kli Sheni. Some of the Amaroyim assume that melach can be misbashed with Kli Sheni. That's the famous category of what we call Kalei HaBishul. There are certain things that are misbashed much more easily, and therefore they can even be misbashed with Kli Sheni. So why should we say that Kalei HaBishul can cook in a Kli Sheni? So the Chazon Ish, as a comment, he says the reason why is because it's much easier for them to mitzias to be misbashel. That's what the term Kali Abishal means. It's easier for them to be misbashel. They're softer. It's easier for them to be misbashel. So that's why even in a Kli Sheni, the mitzias, in rove circumstances, they will be misbashel even in a Kli Sheni. Reb Shimon Eider, in his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, disagrees. And he says, you have to disagree with the Chazon Ish, but he says, Poshup Shad and Tosis is not that way. What Tosis probably meant is that if the defunas are not mechamimos, it's not normal to cook in the Kli Sheni. It's not that b'mitzius is not going to cook in the Kli Sheni. If it's yatsa lettuce, it should cook just as easily. It's not normal to cook in a Kli Sheni. So the difference between Kali Abishal and other items is that by Kali Abishal, it is normal to cook in the Kli Sheni. It's normal. If you want to serve peace, it's normal to pour water into a tea kettle, which is a Kli Sheni, and then you'll put the tea inside the tea kettle. What, it's abnormal? It's not abnormal to cook that way. So maybe that's the pshat, that it's ain't dark of a kach normally to cook items in a Kli Sheni, but by Kali HaBishul, by things which get cooked much more easily, then it's normal to cook in the Kli Sheni, and that's why you could have Bishul even in the Kli Sheni. What's an afkamina, whether it's an issue of Metzias, or it's a din in Halacha, whether it's normal or not? So there are two nafkaminas that the post can point out. First of all, let's say you know that the liquid is going to reach the level of Yatza Lettuce in the Kli Sheni. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about Ambati. Let's say you have a bath, a large item that has a lot of hot water in it. Ambati, that's Mole Mayim Chamin, and then you put Sonanim inside this Ambati. What's the din? So the Gemara Shabbos says that you're not allowed to put the Mayim Sonanim into the Chamin Bambati. Why not? So Tosis there explains, because we're afraid. Since you have so much Mayim Chamin, and you have the Mayim Sonanim there, so people are going to think that the Ambati is really a Kli Rishon. They'll think that the Ambati is a Kli Rishon. So you should be gozer that people are going to mistake this circumstance for a Kli Rishon. They'll think if you can put the Mayim Tzonim into the Ambati, you could put Mayim Tzonim into a Kli Rishon and cook them regularly. That's what Tosfos writes. But the Torah doesn't say that way. The Torah in Siman Shin Yuches says the reason why you can't put the Mayim into the Chamin Bambati is because since you have so much Chamin in that tub, you put the Mayim Sonim into the Mayim Chamim, they're going to reach out to the lettuce bowl, and they'll be Mizvashel. So, Lechora, the machlokas between the Torah and Tosfos focuses on this issue. The Torah assumes that the reason why Kli Sheni and Mizvashel is because the Metzius, it's not going to be Mizvashel. Since there are no Defonos Mechamos, it's progressively getting colder, so it's not going to be able to be Mizvashel, even if it's Yatza lettuce bowl now, but it's not going to be Mizvashel. But if you know the Metzius, that the liquid is going to reach Yatza lettuce bowl, that it should be awesome. Tosis, on the other hand, perhaps assumes that Kli Sheni Ein Mevashel means that it's ain't dark obakach, it's not normal. That's why Tosfos says that the reason why you can't put the Mayim Bambati is not because Medina should be us. It's only Gzeir Rabban that we're afraid people are going to confuse this for a Kli Rishon. That's why you shouldn't do it. Medina really should be Mutter, even if it reaches Yatzel Eretz Bo. So what? It's not dark obakach. So if even a Kli Rishon, Shalom Gabayesh, is only a Bishul Rabbanan, it's a Koshke, and a Kli Sheni should be Mutter. Should be mutter entirely. We should assume a Kli Sheni is a Sheni Gomer, and therefore it's going to be completely mutter. Another nafkamina that's often quoted is the question of Kli Shlishi. Kli Sheni ain't a Mevashel, but by Kali Abishal we say that Kli Sheni is going to be Mevashel. How about Kali Abishal in a Kli Shlishi? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Godin, who says you can be Mekel in a Kli Shlishi. That even if it's Yatso Lettuce Bowl, you can be Mekel in a Kli Shlishi even by Kali Abishal. By non Kali Abishal, there's no question. Even Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. But Kli Shlishi by non-Kali Abishal, right? We're not talking about non-Kali Abishal and Kli Shlishi. By Kali Abishal and Kli Sheni, we're assuming there will be Abishal. Question is, in a Kli Shlishi, are we afraid of Kali Abishal and a Kli Shlishi? So the Prima Godin says, you can be Mekel. Chazon Ish says, I don't see the room for Kula. What's the difference between a Kli Sheni and a Kli Shlishi? It's the Zel Bazach. If it's Yatzo Lettuce Bo, so then it's going to cook, whether it's in a Kli Sheni or in a Kli Shlishi. Chazon Ish Lishita so assumes that the whole cool of a Kli Sheni is that the Metzius is not going to be Mizvashel. So if you assume that Kali Abishal can cook much more easily, and as long as it's Yatzel Lettuce Bo, it will cook in a Kli Sheni, so So the cooking a kli shlishi too. What's the difference? If you hold that the issue is darko b'kach, so maybe the reason why kali abishu is mishbashel in a kli sheni is because it's darko b'kach. It would be mishbashel anyway. The whole cool of a kli sheni is that it's any darko b'kach. So therefore chazal will make it by kali abishu. They're not going to be makel in a kli sheni because it is darko b'kach to put the kali abishu in the kli sheni. But maybe it's not darko b'kach to put the kali abishu in a kli shlishi. So if you're working with a darko b'kach svara, then we can still understand why there's room to be makel. Room to be mechayev between kli sheni and kli shlishi. This is kli sheni vis-a-vis bishul. Let's talk about kli sheni vis-a-vis isurim, vis-a-vis liya and plato. So you could say that if kli sheni and mevashel, it's not mafla and mavliya either. Maybe we should put blias and platos together with bishul. Maybe I should distinguish between the two. The other option that you have is maybe we should say that when the Gemara claims kli sheni and mevashel, it's the dafka talking about bishul. It's not talking about Bliyas and Platos. Maybe even though Klisheni ain't a Mevashel, it could still be Maflit Mavliya. So this is a Machlokes Rishon. The Torah quotes the Rashbah from the Torah Sabayis. The Rashbah quotes the Yesharim that just like Klisheni ain't a Mevashel, it's not going to be Maflit Mavliya either. Because the Yesharim assume you can't split between Bliya and Bishol. Whatever applies to Bishol has to apply to Bliya. So if Klisheni ain't a Mevashel, it's not Maflit Mavliya either. But the Rashbah argues. The Rashbah disagrees. He says, why should I put Bliya together with Bishul? They don't have to be sitting together. Just because Kli Sheni and Mevashel doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to be Maflid and Mavliya. And many other Rishonim assume like this as well. The Ramban and Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Ritva and Masechta Chulin, the on that Gemara and Kuv Dalid, they both assume like the Rashbah that you can split between Bishul as opposed to Bliya. The Rashi brings a raya to his shita from a Gemara in Chulin on Daf Ches. The Gemara talks about a sakin shel akum, if you have a sakin of a non-Jew, that Mistama has belios of basu b'cholav and nevela and chazer inside of it. So what happens if you are shochet b'sakin shel akum? So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, we pask in this way, that kola, if you have to take off a klipa from the meat, why do you have to take off a klipa? So the way it's explained is Beis HaShchita Roseach, the Beis HaShchita, the Mokom HaShchita is hot, and because it's Roseach, it's going to be Mavliya into the Mokom HaShchita. It says the Rashbah, don't you see that there could be a Bliya even without the Chom of Yad Soles, but without the Chom of Kli Rishon? Beis HaShchita is not a Kli Rishon, so there still could be Chom, there could be a Bliya in Plata. So even if the Gemara in Shabbos says Kli Sheni Eino Mavasho, it doesn't mean it's not going to be Maflid Umavliya. Kli Sheni should be no worse than Beis HaShchita Roseach. So Beis HaShchita Roseach is Maflid Umavliya. Kli Sheni should be Maflid Umavliya as well. So not everyone is so convinced that this Raya is such a good Raya. The Gra in Simon Kufay, Sukkot in Yud Gimel, he says maybe that case is different. Because there, by Shchita, there's Duchka the Sakin as well, there's the pressure of the knife. So maybe that plays a role as well. But in a Kli Sheni, there's no Duchka the Sakina. So maybe in a Kli Sheni, just like there's no Bishul, there's no Bliya and Plata either. The Torah himself was Doche, the Raya. The Torah said, from that Raya, from that Gemara, all you see is that Kli Sheni could be Mafud and Mavliya, could they Klipa? You don't see it's Mafud and Mavliya Bakula. You don't see it's Mafud and Mavliya Bakula. So the truth is, the Rashba and his cohorts, the Rashba and the other Rishonim, might hold that maybe Kli Sheni Tak is only Mavliya Kedei Klipa. Who says it's Mafud and Mavliya Bakula? Maybe it's Tak only Mafud and Mavliya Kedei Klipa. Some Rishonim Taka write that Beferish, that it's only Maflid Mavliya Kedei Klipa. The Ritva says that once it's Yotza Mechlal Tzonein, then it's Mavliya like the Beis HaShchita. Sounds like he's saying the same halacha of Beis HaShchita applies to Kli Sheni. If by Beis HaShchita it's only Maflid Mavliya Kedei Klipa, so by Kli Sheni it also is only going to be Maflid Mavliya Kedei Klipa. So this is one Raya that the Rashba and the other Rishonim have from Beis HaShchita Roseach. The Ramban gives a different Raya. Ramban says, look, we know Moliach is Hareo Ki Roseach. Moliach has a din of Roseach. It is Mavliya. We don't know exactly how much it's Mavliya. The Gemara says that it's only Roseach B'tzli. It's not Roseach B'bishul. It might not be Mavliya B'kulo, but it'll be Mavliya at least Kedekli. It's Mavliya a little bit. And yet, we know that you're not Chayev from Mevashel V'Shabbos if you just salt something. So if Molicha is not Mechayev Mishum Mevashel V'Shabbos, and nevertheless it's Ki Roseach L'inyan Bliya, isn't that the best Raya in the world that you can split between Bishul as opposed to Bliya? You don't have to put the two of them, B'chad Amachta, they don't have to come together. So these are the different Rayas that the Rishonim give for this split. The Yeshomim that the Rashba quotes doesn't want to split, and he says it's the Zel B'zach Bli and Plata have to be the same. They go hand in hand with Bishul. So if Klisheni is not Mavashal, it can't be Mafra the Mavliya either. The Rashba and several other Rishonim hold there is a split. Maybe you can split between Bishul as opposed to Bli and Plata. Even if Klisheni is not Mavashal, maybe it can't be Mavliya or Mafli. And they probably will say that it's Mafra the Mavliya, Kade Klipa, like Beis Hashkita Rosel, like the Raya that they bring. The Yamshel Shlomo has a third Shita. The Yamshel Shlomo, quoted by the Shach and by the other, by the Taz and the other Achronim, the Yamshel Shlomo claims that even though Klisheni is not Mevashel, but it's Maflid or Mavliya Bekula. The Nusach that the Marshal uses is it's not Mevashel, nor is it Maflid or Mavliya Ke'echot. That's a phrase that he used, very important phrase. It's going to be used in many different contexts. The Marshal says that Klisheni is not Mevashel, nor is it Maflid or Mavliya Ke'echot. What does that mean? It means that Klisheni might be able to be Maflid or Mavliya if you put Isser into some kind of hot liquid that's in a Klisheni. You put Isser into Heter, but the Heter is a hot liquid in the Klisheni. Or if you put Heter into Isser in a Klisheni, you mix the Heter and the Isser, but one of them is in the Klisheni, so then it'll be Maflid or Mavliya from the Klisheni to the item. But it's not Maflid or Mavliya Ke'echad in the sense that if you put a Dvar Isser with a Dvar Heter into the Klisheni, put both of them into the Klisheni, then it won't be Maflid or Mavliya from one to the other. That's what Maflid or Mavliya Ke'echad. It could do only one process. It's not going to do both. So if all it has to do is be Maflid from one to the other, right? If all it has to do is to be Mavliya from the Isser to the Heter, one of them is already in the Klisheni. One of them is the Klisheni, so to speak. There's a Bliya inside the Klisheni, and now there's Heter that's falling into the Klisheni, and that Isser is going to go into the Heter. So that will work. That will happen, the Marshal claims. But Maflid or Mavliya Ke'echad, that if you put a Dvar Isser and a Dvar Heter together into the Klisheni, that one is going to be, that you'll both be maflit from one and be maflit from the other, that's not going to do. It's also not going to be able to warm up two things that are cold, the post can say. If both things are cold, then it's not going to be maflit or maflit kecha. That's also part of this maflit or maflit kecha. It doesn't do two processes. It can't do both bliya and plaita, and it can't warm up two things which are dvarim sonim. But if you have a dvar issa that falls into a klisheni of heter, or you have a Dvar Heter that falls into a cliche of Issa, so then it'll either be Maflid or it'll be Mavliya. Right? It'll be Mavliya, the Issa into the Heter, and it'll Velaser it, as long as it's Yatzalatis. But the Marshal says that it's Maflid or Mavliya Bekulo. So how do we paskin? There are three Shitas. There's one Shita that claims that Bishul and Bliya go together. That just like Lusheni and Mavashul, it's not going to be Mavliya either. Then you have the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, that assume you should split. That Klisheni and Mavashel, but it will be Mavliya, but not quite such a strong bleed. It'll only be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. And then you have the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, who claims that it's Mavliya Bekula. It might not be Maflid or Mavliya Ke'echad, but it will be Mavliya Bekula. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes two names. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Hei, Siv Beis, quotes two opinions about this, quotes both Shitas in the Rashba. And he concludes, L'chatchili yishem yimachra that Klisheni is Maflid or Mavliya Kedei Klipa. L'chatchila. So in other words, you shouldn't put Isser into the Klisheni, or if it's Basar B'Cholav, you shouldn't put the Basar into a Kli Cholav in a Klisheni, because we should be machmer to assume that it will be Maflid or Mavliya Kedei Klipa. But B'Dievet, it doesn't ask, meaning if you did it already, then you don't have to assume that it's going to ask. And the Rama also seems to say the same thing. There is no Rama in Siv Beis, but the Rama in Siv Gimel says that Klisheni doesn't ask the B'Dievet. He doesn't say b'diavad. He says klisheni doesn't ask them. The Shulchan Aruch says lechatchila yishem yimachmer, but klisheni doesn't ask the b'diavad. Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes from the Minchas Yaakov that he thinks based on this cloud that b'diavad klisheni doesn't ask her. So if you have a kli cheres, that you can't be machshir, right? A kli cheres, it should be mutter even lechatchila to use. If you have a kli cheres that you have an issa nivla into it, but it's only a klisheni. Mechas Yaakov assumes that you should be able to use it because this is a b'di'eved, and the Shulchan Aruch passes a b'di'eved. Klisheni doesn't ask it. Of course, working with the other Mechas Yaakov that the Pesach Tshuva already quoted in Kuf Chav Beis, what should come out is that once it's an Eina Ben Yomo, it should be mutter anyway, right? The Mechas Yaakov assumes that the whole Gzeir of Eina Ben Yomo wasn't said to Kli Cheres because it wasn't said b'di'eved. And Kli Cheres is a b'di'eved, but this Minchas Yaakov is saying something totally different. Even if it's a ben yomo, if it's only b'kli sheni, since you can't be masha the Kli Cheres, that's only going to be viewed as a b'di'eved. Tremendous chiddush. Many poskim argue because this whole Minchas Yaakov is based on based on the fact that the Shulchan Aruch assumes that b'di'eva there is no issa b'kli sheni. The Shach already disagrees. The Shach in Simen Kufhei, in Simen Kufhei Sifkotin Hei, the Shach says me'ikar adin kli sheni is not mavliya, but there are poskim who say that it is mavliya to mavliya. So he says shalom b'makom hefsid, you should be machmir. You should be machmir, at least to assume that it's going to be mavliya kadei klipa. That's the Shach. He knows that if it's b'makom hefsid, look, you can follow the Shulchan Aruch b'di'eva b'makom hefsid, but he says shalom b'makom hefsid, you really should be machmir, because there are many Rishonim who assume that it is mavliya. So you see, he's chipping away. He's saying that even b'di'eved, we're not going to be mekel unless it's shalom makom hefsid, because there are taka on many rishonim who are going to be machmir. The Taz goes even further. The Taz says shalom makom hefsid, we should assume that it's mavliya b'kulo, like the marshal. Taz says that if it's shalom makom hefsid, it should be machmir like the marshal. So I heard Rabbi Shechta said over that the Talmid Chasam Sofer used to be machmir when it came to kli sheni. They used to assume that you should always be machmir by kli sheni. But some of the going with this Shach, with the Taz, they assume that since there are Rishonim who claim that kli sheni is machmir to mavliya, so then you should be machmir. But makom hefsid, maybe it could be mekel, but shalom makom hefsid, you should be machmir. Those shitas, either that it's mavliya kadei klipa, or it might be mavliya bakula, so therefore you should be machmir, shalom makom hefsid, even b'di'evit. So this is nogei l'maisa in many, many circumstances. Let's say a person has a cup that he has coffee in the cup, and there's milk in the cup. It's a kli sheni, and now he's going to mix the cup by accident. He mixes the cup with a fleshig spoon. What's the din? What's the din of the spoon? What's the din of the cup itself? What's the din of the liquid? So if the spoon is not a ben yomo, then it's not going to aser the liquid. It's not going to aser the kli. But the spoon still is going to become also, even if it's an Eina Ben Yomo, because we assume that the liquid, that the milk inside the cup, even if it's in a kli sheni, if it's Shlob Makom Hefsid, so then maybe we should be machmir to assume that the spoon actually is going to become also, because as we know, even if it's an Eina Ben Yomo, but it still is Nosim Tam L'Shvach inside the spoon. It's not going to be Nosim Tam L'Shvach when it comes out of the spoon, but inside the spoon there still is a problem. So this could happen. It's going to happen that a person by accident mixes his cup of coffee, which has milk and a kli sheni, with a fleshig spoon. So the rule is that you have to kasha the spoon, certainly. And if the spoon is a ben yomo, then you'd have to kasha the mug as well. Yep. How about in a kli shlishi? What's the din of a kli shlishi in terms of bli and plata? So the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Chasam Sofer that maybe you should be machmer even in a kli shlishi. Pesachuv and Simon Sari Dalitz of Kotten Zayin. Quotes from the Chasam Sofer that you should be machmer even in a kli shlishi, just like in a kli sheni. But the Pesachuv himself says, I don't see why you have to be machmer. A kli shlishi you definitely can be mekel. So what's the chumr of the Chasam Sofer? Why does he assume even in a kli shlishi? So Lechora, what he has in mind is that if you assume that a kli sheni is going to be mafled umavliya, the svara is that even though you're in a kli sheni, and even though kli sheni ain't a mavashel, but you're assuming that yatzal letzbo, the heat of yatzal letzbo is going to be mafled umavliya, even in a kli sheni. So if it's a function of heat, then really there's no reason to be machal between kli sheni and kli shlishi. It's all a function of the heat. So if it's yatzal letzbo in the kli shlishi, so then the same halacha of kli sheni mafled umavliya should apply to a kli shlishi as well. There really should be no distinction between the two. That's lechora the chumra of the chasim sofer. That far, I think a lot of poskim are machmir. That even the prima godim, who's mekel by kli shlishi, by kali abishal on Shabbos, even the prima godim might say that by blios and platos, there is room to be machmir. If you assume like the shach and the taz, I mean, if you're going to follow the machaber straight, and you assume like the minchas Yaakov, that's the psak, that b'di'eved everything is okay, so then maybe b'di'eved, right? B'di'eved, then there won't be a problem in kli sheni either. But once you're going to assume that there's a chumra in kli sheni, so lechora, the Pesachei Tshuva's Chasam Sofer is right that you should be machmir in a kli shlishi as well, as long as it's yatzal letzbo. But we should assume that there's going to be a bli plata in the kli shlishi. There's another point that the post can make. There are other situations that maybe more post can be machmir in a kli sheni. We mentioned that a kli rishon to be mevashel if it's not yatzal letzbo, well, that's a big chiddush. There's a chumra derabbanan that the Magen Avraham, that the Marshal introduced, that the chumra that the Yerushalmi has, that according to the way the Marshal and the Magen Avraham interpret, That's talking about even if it's not Yatzal Eretz Bo. But most posts assume that if it's not Yatzal Eretz Bo, there's going to be no problem at all. On the other hand, we said that Klisheni is not Mavasha. Right? So if it's not Yatzal Eretz Bo, the Kli Rishon is not going to be Mavasha. If it is Yatzal Eretz Bo, then Kli Rishon is going to be Mavasha. What happens if it's more than Yatzal Eretz Bo? More than Yatzal Eretz Bo, but Klisheni. A Kli Sheni is not going to be Mavashal if it's not Yatzal Eretz Bo. Look, and even in a Kli Rishon, it's only a Chumrah. So in a Kli Sheni, we're certainly not going to say that there's a Chumrah by Ein Yatzal Eretz Bo. What's the din if it's more than Yatzal Eretz Bo? What does that mean, more than Yatzal Eretz Bo? If it's Yatzal Eretz Bo, which the poskim have a debate whether that's 100 degrees Fahrenheit, 160 degrees Fahrenheit, anywhere between that, will have to be Machmir for 100 degrees. What's the din if it's Yad Nichvez Bo? The Chayei Odom introduced the concept called Yad Nichvez Bo. Yad Nichvez Bo means that the hand is scalded from that water. It's not that the hand recoils from that heat, but the hand is actually scalded in that heat. You could take a shower in water that's Yatzal Eretz Bo. If you know that it's going to be warm, so then it's not going to bother you. If you're not prepared for the heat, so then it's Yatzal Eretz Bo, then you will be recoiled, you will jump back from the water. But if you know it's going to be a certain heat, then there's no problem, you can take a shower in that. But in Yad Nichvez Bo, you can't take a shower, that'll burn you. That'll scald you. So what's the din? Is Yad Nichvez Bo any different than Yatzal Eretz Bo? Should we say they're exactly the same? So the Chayei Odom has a famous shita that he assumes that even if Klisheni ain't a Mavashel, that's only by Yatzal Eretz Bo. But by Yad Nichvez Bo, that's Mamish Roseach, that really has a din of Roseach, and then even in a Klisheni it's going to be a Mavashel. And he quotes the same shita, the Chayei Odom quotes the same shita in the Chochmas Adam in Yerideya. He says that Yad Nichvez Bo is more Chomer than Yatzal Eretz Bo, that's definitely Mavashel, and that's definitely going to be Maflid and Mavli as well. What's his raya? Why should I assume that Yad Nifes Bo is any stronger? So he quotes a raya from the Rambam in Hilchas Meiser of all places. The Rambam there is talking about different things which are koveya lemaisa. We know that neither Rabbanan, a person is not allowed to eat in achilas arai. He can't eat in achilas kevel, but he's allowed to eat in achilas arai before miruach, before gemar melacha. But if he does one of the actions that are koveya lemaisa, so then he's not even allowed to eat achilas arai. Even before Miruach, even before he pats it down, even before Gemar Malacha. So one of the things which are Kovei Lamaiser is Bishol, cooking. The Rambam says that if you cook the Perishol Tevel, so then you can't eat from them Arai. Cooking in a Kli Rishon. And then the Rambam adds, Avalim Hoya Cham Biyosa Kadeshi Kovei Sayad, if it's so hot that the hand is going to be burnt, lo yiten lesocho mibnei shehu mizbasho. You shouldn't put the item in there because it's going to be mizbasho. So it sounds like the Rambam is saying that if the yad is nichveis bo, if the yad is going to be nichve from the heat, and even if it's in a kli sheni, if it's in a kli rishon, then even if it's only yad saletis bo, it also should be viewed as bishol. This chumra of the Rambam must be talking about a kli sheni. So the Rambam is willing to say that bishol vis-a-vis kviyas lemaiser applies even to Yad Nichvez Bo. L'chari he should say that in terms of Kalat Arakula, both in terms of Bishul B'Shabbos and in terms of Bleos, he should say across the board. That's exactly what the Chayei Odom hold, that Yad Nichvez Bo breaks the rules. Yad Nichvez Bo is the exception to the rule, the first exception. We're going to see a lot of these different exceptions. There are other things, Dover Gush, Salas, and other. There are many other exceptions which we'll have to get to as time goes on. But Yad Nichvez Bo is the first exception that the Chayei Odom introduces, that maybe even in a Klisheni, even if you'll tell me that Klisheni is not Mavasha, Klisheni is not going to be Mafluta Mavliya, but Bayad Nichvez Bo, it should be Mafluta Mavliya, it should be Mavasha. But not everyone is so convinced that the Chayei Odom's shot in this Rambam is correct. Maybe the Rambam Taka only was talking about Maisa. He was only talking about Kaviyas L'Maisa, because what's the halacha there? The reason why Bishul is Kovei L'Maisa, Kovei L'Maisa means that now you can't even eat an Achilas Kera, because every Achila that you eat is really viewed. Now you can't even eat an achilas arai, because every achila that you eat is really viewed as an achilas kevel. That's what kovea lemaisa means. Every achila that you eat from now on is going to be viewed as an achilas kevel. So you can't even eat achilas arai, because it has a din of achilas kevel. So why should bishul be kovea lemaisa? Because now it's an achila chashuva. So maybe that's a special halacha vis-a-vis maisa, that since it's Yad Nichvez Bo, so now it's going to cook more significantly. It's not just Yatzal Eretz Bo. Yatzal Eretz Bo might cook a little bit, but not really significantly. That's why the Imam Shabbos says Klisheni is not Mavashel. It's not really going to cook it up well. But Yad Nichvez Bo will cook it up better, so it'll be an Achila Chashuva. So maybe all the Chayei Odom had in mind, or maybe the Diuk, I should say, from the Ramban, Chayei Odom had much more in mind. But maybe the diuk from the Rambam is not really such a diuk. It doesn't apply even to Hilchas Shabbos. It shouldn't apply. Because maybe all the Rambam had in mind is that Yad Nichves will make a Kvius L'maiser. It'll make all the Achila that you're doing in Achilas Kevas. That's why you won't even be able to eat Arai. You won't be able to eat a snack-like meal, a snack-like food, because it's not a snack. By definition, it's Achilas Kevas. It's always viewed as an Achila Chashuva. But who says that we should claim that just because it's Yad Nichves Bo, if it's in a cliché, it's going to be Mavashel on Shabbos? If it's in a cliché, it's going to be Mafli to Mafliya? Why? Just because it's Yad Nichves Bo shouldn't tell me that the rule of cliché changes. I thought, if you look at the tour in Yeridei and Simen Kufei Siv Beis, the tour seems to say something similar to the Chai Adam. The Lashon of the tour is Imucham Shehayad Nichves Bo Oz Oser Kamo Mavushel. His opening salvo, his opening statement, talking about the issue of klisheni, he says, if Yad Nichves Bo, if it's so hard that Yad Nichves Bo, so then it asks just like Mavushel. So the Beis Yosef there is very troubled by this Lashon. The Lashon Kamo Mavushel sounds like we're not really talking about a Kli Rishon here. Mavushel is a Kli Rishon. The Torah is comparing something to Mavushel. So what's he comparing? The Beis Yosef tries very hard to figure out what's he talking about. So one suggestion that the Beis Yosef has is maybe he's talking about a Kli Rishon, but he's talking about a Kli Rishon Shalo Agabi Ha'esh, and that's his comparison. He's saying if it's a Kli Rishon Shalo Agabi Ha'esh and it's Yad Soledes Bo, the Lashon Yad Nichves Bo is Lav Dafka, Beis Yosef says. If it's Yad Soledes Bo, even if it's a Kli Rishon Shalom Agabi Ha'esh, but it's a Kli Rishon. So if it's a Kli Rishon, then it'll be Mavashel. It's Kamo Mavushel. It's like a Kli Rishon Agabi Ha'esh. That's one approach. The second approach that the Beis Yosef offers is maybe we're talking about a Kli Sheni. Maybe the Chiddush is that we're talking about a Kli Sheni, but not for Bishul. Simon Kofay is talking about Bli and Plata. Simon Kofay is talking about Bli and Plata. Maybe what the Torah has in mind is even if Klisheni is not Mavashel, but if it's Chom, Shiyad Nechves Bo, if it's Yad Soledes Bo, it'll be Mafud Mavliya. He's not saying that it's Kamo Mavushel L'inyan Bishul. The Torah is not talking of the Shabbos, he's talking here in Simon Kofay. So maybe all the Torah has in mind is even though he's talking about a Klisheni, that's why he says Kamo Mavushel. That's why he says Kamo Mavushel. So he's comparing to a Kli Rishon, but he's saying Kli Sheni can be like a Kli Rishon vis-a-vis Bli and Plata. But I thought according to the Chai Adam, it's mamish beautiful. What the Torah has in mind is that if it's Yad Nichves, or Lashon Yad Nichves, it could be Dafka. If it's Yad Nichves, so then even a Kli Sheni is going to be Mavashel. We can go the full 9 yards. Then maybe mamish, what the Torah has in mind is what the Chai Adam is saying, exactly, Pshuta Kamashmo. And that explains why he says Yad Nichves, or what he didn't know Yad Soledes Bo, Yad Sholetes Bo, he didn't know the other Lashonis of the Gemara. Nichves Bo is Bedafka, it's a different kind of a Lashon. Maybe he means to say that Klisheni should be Mavashel, Klisheni is going to be Maflit Umavliya. Maybe the Torah put Maflit Umavliya together with Bishol, the Choda Maflit, put them together, he didn't distinguish. But he's saying that if it's Yad Nichves Bo, so then even in a Klisheni, it should be Maflit Umavliya. It should ask. I didn't see anyone saying this, but I thought just reading the tour, that's the simple translation. Yes.
Why is he saying Kamo Mavushel?
Still, it's not a Kli Rishon. It's not a Gavi Ha'esh. It's not a Kli Rishon. That's what we're going to compare it. Right? It's still only a comparison. It's not a Bishul Daraisa. So that's why he says it's Kamo Mavushel, because it's not Mamish Mavushel, because it's not a Kli Rishon, and it certainly is not on the fire. Yes.
At the end of that tour, he uses the Lashon of Soledes Bo.
Right, so that's it's a bigger riot to me. You're saying he's using them interchangeably.
Yeah,
he doesn't really mean Nichves Bo. Okay, Epshin. The Mishnah Berurah actually quotes the Chai Adam LaHalacha. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yuches, Sivkot Memches. He quotes the Chai Adam LaHalacha vis-a-vis Bishul Acharafia. The Ramah is Machmir. The Ramah in Sifhei there is Machmir, not to put bread into a Klisheni, as long as it's Yad Soledes Bo, because Yesh Bishul Acharafia. He said, it's a chumrah, so the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Chai Adam, if it's Yad Nichves Bo, l'kuli amet will be mevashel even in a Kli Sheni. Not everyone accepted this Chai Adam. The Chazon Ish is adamantly against the Chai Adam. Many other achronim are against this Chai Adam. So it's unclear that you really have to be machmer for this, but it's another reason to be machmer in a Kli Sheni. You want to be machmer against the Minchas Yaakov, to be machmer for the Shach and the Taz. The Kli Sheni really could be Maflid Mavliya a little bit, even with the Eva, we're afraid of Kedei Klipa, we're afraid maybe it'll be Maflid Mavliya Bakulo, as long as it's Shalom Makam Efsid. So this is just another reason to be Machmer, that if it's Yad Nichves Bo, You know, if you have Rav Moshe's set of china, right? Rav Moshe talks about what happens if you inherit a set of china. So he was machmir. He was machmir to assume you got to put together what? A chacham tzvi with a bala iter to do the triple hagolah. And for non-bali tshuva, he's only matir legabe hetera bala, right? Basar techola, but he's not machmir in terms, he's not makel in terms of iser. Right? If you have a bli of iser, he's not willing to be makel just based on the bala iter and the chacham tzvi. What's he machmir? Rav Moshe so machmir for? It's doch only a klisheni. A set of china is only a klisheni. What's the chumrah for? The answer is there's a lot to be machmir even in a klisheni. You could be machmir for the shach and the taz that shalom makom hefsid. Maybe we should be machmir that it's mavliya kadei klipa. It's mavliya bakulo. Of course, that would relate to the whole definition of what is hefsid. Rav Moshe himself says that you can put together all the dishes and make it a hefsid because it's a full set. Okay, but there are other things to be machmir for. As he himself writes in the tshuva, this irui klirisha might be mavliya even if klisheni is not. There's dover gush that we're going to have to get to next time in Mirtz Hashem. There's yad nichveis podachai. Adam is machmir that even in a klisheni there could be bishul. So there are reasons to be machmir. So because there are reasons to be machmir but klisheni, we'll still say that it's a lechatchila. So that's why he held that really you should be machmir only after 12 months. Rav Moshe was willing to say that you can be mekel to have the triple agola. If it's a terrible as well, it's not iser. It's not that you ate chazer on the china. If you only ate milchiks and you want to, you know, person wants to use china. What do you use china for? Milchiks? No one's going to use china for them. They want to use it for fleishiks. But their great aunt or their great grandmother bequeathed this set of milchik dishes. They used it for milchiks. They didn't use it for treif. It was used for milchiks. I've heard of stories of this nature. They used it once. That was it. They only used it once. And it was milchiks and it was kosher. But that's it. So now the question is, can you use it for fleishiks? So maybe you should be machmir, even though it's only klisheni, you should be machmir. It is a terabola. But maybe you should be machmir to wait the 12 months, and then you could do the triple agola, and then you'll be able to use that set of china dishes.